All right, our next presentation is entitled Management of Annual Bluegrass Seed Heads on Creeping Bentgrass Putting Greens with Plant Growth Regulators, Jay Hagwood, E. Zong, R. Smeda, and X. Zhang. And Jay Hagwood will be presenting.
Thank you for the introduction. I'd like to thank everybody for coming. My name is John Hagwood. I am currently a master's student at the University of Missouri, and today I will be presenting on the management of annual bluegrass seed heads on creeping bentgrass putting greens with plant growth regulators. I first want to point out why it is important to suppress seed heads and putting greens, and then we'll look at a field study and briefly an ongoing greenhouse study evaluating different plant growth regulators and their suppression of seed heads. And then finally, look at ongoing and some future research. Seed heads are a problem for many reasons. From a golfer's standpoint, seed heads decrease green speed, disrupt playability, disrupt ball roll, and greatly reduce aesthetics. As the picture shows on the right, when seed heads are in production, they can actually turn putting green almost a white color. From a management standpoint, seed head production adds viable seed back into the seed bank, increasing the chances for germination and encroachment. So it is often necessary to have sequential applications of plant growth regulators to get a season-long growth seed head suppression effect. So what this study looks at is one or two applications of different plant growth regulators to provide season-long annual bluegrass seed head suppression. In 2011, we established field studies on two golf courses, one in Columbia, Missouri, and one in Moberly, Missouri. Treatments were arranged in a split plot design with four replications, where the whole plot variable was type of plant growth regulator, and subplot variable was one versus two applications. Parameters were measured on a weekly basis, included turf quality, turf phytotoxicity. Both of those were measured on a scale of 1 to 9. Seed head counts on a 30 square centimeter grid. So the guy on the upper left picture is actually counting seed heads in the grid. So we would take the, we took PVC pipe, made a 30 centimeter square grid, and we would take four ratings per each subplot. And then we also looked at turf quality using a green seeker that measured NDVI. So treatments included FFN, FFN plus trinexapac ethyl, and mefluidide, either at one or two applications. The initial application timing was established based on the growing degree day model. Growing degree days were 50 using a base temperature of 50 degrees Fahrenheit, and the sequential applications or treatments that included two applications were applied 14 days after initial application. So here I want to point out three rating dates. April 13th was the first rating date where we saw seed heads in the treatment plots. May 11th was the peak of seed head production, and July 8th was the final observation of the treatment plots where we saw seed heads. So all treatments or all PGR treatments decreased seed head production compared to the untreated control, where with trinexapac ethyl and FFN providing the greatest control. This graph represents the peak of seed head production, which happened to be 7 weeks after initial treatment. As you can see here, all PGR treatments reduced seed head production compared to the untreated control, with FFN and trinexapac ethyl not causing a greater significance based on one or two applications. Both FFN alone and mefluidide alone, two applications significantly decreased seed head production compared to only one application. These pictures are taken from plots that received two applications 5 weeks after that second application. Here you can notice in the upper right, upper left-hand corner, the untreated has a significant amount of seed heads present, where all the other treatments are significantly less, with the best treatment being treatment 5, the FFN plus trinexapac ethyl, having practically no seed heads and an increase in quality. To a golfer standpoint, what this means is an increased playability after applications of FFN plus trinexapac ethyl. Next, I would like to show you a quick video clip of what the playability does after receiving no treatments when a ball rolls over a plot with seed heads. I want you to notice like the vertical movement of the ball, how it kind of jumps around, and then how the ball over a treated plot with no seed heads. Much less vertical movement, and so an increase in playability. So in field studies, the toughest thing is to determine proper application timing. Using the growing degree day model, we can come close, but it can be inconsistent from year to year or from location to location. So what we want to look at with this greenhouse study is actual growth stages of the plant to make the applications. So we chose pre-boot, boot, and flowering stages of plant development to make our applications of different plant growth regulators or even herbicides, and looking at seed head production and seed viability. So our three application timings are shown here. These are individual tillers per the pre-boot application, pre-boot, and flowering. So at the pre-boot, we applied at the 4 to 6 tiller stage. The boot stage was applied when the base of the plant became wide, but before seed head was emerged. And flowering was applied as after the seed head emerged, but before pollen was shed. So right after the seed head was emerged, the application would go out. So this study was established in 2011 in the greenhouse in Columbia, Missouri, with TruePut annual bluegrass seeded in 10-centimeter pots, and adequate growth conditions were provided throughout the experiment. Treatments were arranged in a randomized complete block design with 6 replications, and all treatments were applied using a greenhouse-driven sprayer. Plant height, density, color, quality, and number of seed heads were evaluated on a weekly basis, and with additional evaluations including number of seeds, percent seed viability, plant biomass, and also looking at area analysis using a WinRhizome software. Treatment lists include things such as FFN or trinexpac ethyl, which was included in the field study, and also herbicides such as methiazolam, bisperibac sodium, looking at the suppression of seed heads or decrease in seed viability. So this is an ongoing experiment, not completely finished up yet, so the results that I will be presenting are just, you know, most up-to-date that we have. At the pre-boot application timing, 3 weeks after application, treatments did not show a significant difference from the untreated control except for paclobutrazol, which height decreased by approximately 40%. So in addition to height measurements, we also looked at canopy area analysis, and we were able to use WinRhizo software to analyze the actual the canopy area in centimeters squared. So the pictures on your left show an untreated FFN plus trinexpac ethyl and paclobutrazol. So the FFN plus trinexpac ethyl decreased the lateral growth of the plant, as does paclobutrazol, and that is shown in the graph, where FFN plus trinexpac ethyl and paclobutrazol both are significantly lower than the untreated control. These pictures represent from your left to right untreated control, in the middle trinexpac ethyl and FFN on the right. When applied alone, they do not decrease plant height as much as they do canopy area. Whenever you combine these two treatments, trinexpac ethyl and FFN, represented in the picture in the middle, you get a more erect growth, more dense, and less canopy area. Similar to trinexpac ethyl alone and FFN alone, paclobutrazol really just stunts it and decreases it from lateral growth. So similar data as with the WinRhizo software or the plant area, following a boot application 3 weeks after treatment, plants are just mostly bigger whenever you spray them. Similar effects are caused with trinexpac ethyl alone and FFN alone, paclobutrazol alone, all decreasing plant area significantly from the untreated control. So in conclusion, I just want to point out a few things on the field study. All PGR treatments decreased seed head production compared to the untreated control, with FFN and trinexpac ethyl offering the greatest control regardless of 1 or 2 applications. The greenhouse research is ongoing at this time, and number of seeds will be collected and submitted to a tetrazoleum test to determine viability. So the tetrazoleum test will, such as the picture on the right, shows that if the embryo is stained red, then it can be deemed viable. If not, it's non-viable. So we'll be able to determine that if there's a treatment effect actually causing the plant to produce non-viable seeds, which would be a plus from a management standpoint. And then we'll also continue doing the wind risal analysis for each plant stage at each week of rating. So at this time, I'd like to thank the Mississippi Valley and Heart of America Golf Course Superintendents Association, along with my advisor, Dr. Shong, and we'll take any questions. Yes? The question was in the greenhouse study, what was the methiazolin rate? It was 0.5 kilograms AI per hectare. Yes?
What were your observations in the field in terms of quality with MBARC versus Roxas and such?
We did see, the question was, what was the observations in the field from FFN versus
Mefluidide.
What I saw in the field was that Mefluidide actually caused a decrease in quality. There was some minor phytotoxicity 2 weeks after application, but soon went away, and there was really no difference in quality.
Thank you.